It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, July 26th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Putin makes the Germans sweat. For now, because the freezing will come later. Last week, Thursday, Europeans in general and Germans specifically, because they're the most vulnerable to this, breathed a sigh of relief when Gazprom, the big Russian energy company, announced it was restoring gas flows through the Nord Stream 1 undersea pipeline. That's how Germany gets a lot of its natural gas, about a third of it coming from Russia, even though the flows of gas through the pipeline were only at 40% of previous capacity. Russia waiting on a giant turbine, which you see on the screen behind me, from a Siemens repair shop in Canada. It had been stuck there because of sanctions. They had to get all the paperwork correct and all this, you know, the lawyers had to sign and dot and so forth. Well, anyway, the gas flows restored, again, only at 40% of its previous capacity. But that didn't last very long because Monday, shortly after Siemens finally delivered the transport documents, Gazprom unexpectedly announced it was going to shut down another turbine. Effective the 27th of July, that is today, Tuesday, this will reduce flows of gas through the pipeline to 20% of previous. And according to Bloomberg energy expert Javier Blas, with Nord Stream 1 flowing at just 20% of capacity from July 27th, Germany will not have enough natural gas to make it through the entire winter unless big demand reductions are implemented. End quote. In other words, unless Putin changes his mind, Germany is facing not just a very cold winter, but also a massive recession. Topic number 4, China. Although all is not great in Russia either, China hasn't funded any new infrastructure projects in Russia for months. Russia is a key component in China's Belt and Road Initiative, which are transport plans to tie all of Eurasia together in one economic bloc. Financing and investment through the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative fell to $28.4 billion over the first half of this year, down from $29.4 during the same time last year. No money going to new projects in Russia, Sri Lanka, or Egypt, all three of which had received a lot of Chinese money in previous years. Now, this doesn't necessarily suggest that China is backing away from the Belt and Road Initiative, which was initiated back in 2013, part of China's initiative to expand its influence across Asia and Europe. As the old saying goes, if you control the world island, which is this, you control the world, doesn't necessarily signal a split between Moscow and Beijing either. It's just that with 260-some-odd million Chinese under lockdown now because of fears of the new COVID variants, Chinese investors may be seeing that their economy is about to tank and they're pulling in their horns. Topic number 3, Dr. Birx comes clean. A year ago, July 21st of 2021 to be precise, President Biden told the world during that infamous CNN town hall meeting, quote, "You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations," end quote. You're not going to get COVID if you have if you take the vaccine. Now, it appears that the medical experts who advised President Biden and before him, President Trump, knew at the time that it wasn't true. Dr. Deborah Birx said in an interview on Fox News last week that COVID-19 vaccines were not expected to protect against infection. Quoting now, "I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines. And it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization," end quote. This is what she said last week. This is not what she was saying in late 2020 when the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines were rolled out and granted emergency use authorization. We were told, quote now, from Dr. Birx in late 2020, "This is one of the most highly effective vaccines we have in our infectious disease arsenal, and so that's why I'm very enthusiastic about the vaccine," end quote. What Dr. Birx said last week would have gotten this program deleted from YouTube, deleted from Twitter, deleted from Facebook in late 2020, early 2021. Programs that we've done that didn't even go as far as what Dr. Birx said last week were yanked by some of our media hosting companies. It would have been nice if she had said this 18 months ago, before a lot of people took the experimental serum into their bodies, if they had said, we don't think it's going to protect against the disease, it might stop you from being hospitalized, a lot of people might have made different decisions. But again, at the time, I remind you, she said, this is one of the most highly effective vaccines we have in our infectious disease arsenal, end quote. And now she's saying, well, we knew that was a lie at the time. Now, data does show it did offer some protection from the early strains, the Alpha variant, the Wuhan variant of the SARS-2 virus, but the vaccines today provide little protection against the Omicron variant and its subvariants. Data is showing this to be true. They're not even pretending now that it protects against infection. And there is a growing body of evidence, as we've been telling you, that it actually suppresses the body's immune system and leads to some other side effects. Unexpected and shocking declines in birth rates around the world. Dr. Burke's saying today, and I quote, let's be very clear, 50% of the people who died from the Omicron surge were older and vaccinated. So that's why I'm saying even if you're vaccinated and boosted, if you're unvaccinated right now, the key is testing and Paxlovid, end quote. Paxlovid is the antiviral pill produced by Pfizer that's had uneven results in the clinical trials, but, you know, that's okay. Hey, look, the vaccine from this company didn't work, so now we want you to trust in this new antiviral pill produced by the same company that produced the vaccine that didn't work. How dumb do they think we are? Topic number two, the border moves north. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives have introduced a bill that would allow for rolling registration of illegals. Any illegal migrants that have been in the country for more than 7 years could automatically apply for citizenship and be approved. The official claim here in the U.S. is that there are 11.7 million illegals inside our borders, but other studies suggest the number is at least 15 million, producing a net fiscal drain of about $143 billion a year. However, something has changed recently. Not all Democrats are as excited about this prospect as House Democrats. Sort of a NIMBY thing, you know, not in my backyard. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, other legal authorities have been busing illegals caught in their territories to leftist centers like Washington, D.C. and New York City. This has moved the chaos right into the laps of Democrat strongholds, and it turns out that the mayors of Washington, D.C. and New York City aren't very happy about this. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser complains that city services and homeless shelters are being overstretched, strained by the surge in migrants. Her claim is now that these immigrants have been tricked into getting on the buses coming to D.C. She offers no claim of the proof, but even if it's true, it's not clear how this would be illegal since these are people not supposed to be in the country anyway. New York Mayor Eric Adams has stated in a press conference last week that the influx of illegals into the city was a real burden on public services and homeless shelters, also adding that the public school system would be impacted, translated means overwhelmed, since New York's public school system does not turn away students based on citizenship status. Again, NIMBY, not in my backyard. Coming up, other aliens among us. That's next on 5 and 10.
The book of Genesis prophesied that the Messiah would be born of the seed of the woman. But Genesis also predicted another seed would arrive on earth. And he is the final Nephilim. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive. When you order Ryan Peterson's new book, The Final Nephilim, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Quantum Prophecy, starring Ryan Peterson and Josh Peck, and The Assyrian, a video expose of an ancient evil. In the new groundbreaking book, The Final Nephilim, author and researcher Ryan Peterson details how, while many have portrayed the Antichrist to be a charismatic military genius, he will actually be something far more sinister. He is the Final Nephilim, a fallen angelic human hybrid who will use occult power to lure most of the world into the greatest deception in human history. Through his revelatory research, Ryan Peterson answers questions such as, will the fallen angels once again attempt to mingle themselves with the seed of men? Who or what is the Antichrist, and does he have a supernatural origin? What is the connection between quantum physics and the biblical symbolism of the scroll? What role do UFOs and alien phenomena play in end time events? And how do Jesus' warnings about the days of Noah decipher the prophecies of Revelation? You'll also receive the never-before-released interview, Quantum Prophecy, on DVD, where Skywatch TV's own Josh Peck sits down with Ryan Peterson to speak about quantum physics as it relates to biblically prophetic topics, such as the mark of the beast, ancient antichrists, and angels. And as an added bonus, Quantum Prophecy also includes four of the absolute best episodes of Josh Peck's popular television show, Into the Multiverse, entitled Untangling Quantum Entanglement, Quantum Tunneling, The Strangeness of Quantum Fields, and The Real Science and Fake Religion of Quantum Biology. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content on DVD entitled The Assyrian, where Ryan Peterson goes into detail about an ancient evil who once walked on the earth and is set to return from the abyss to enter human flesh once again and to continue his reign of terror. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for a study in Revelation that travels through time and space to decipher the most mysterious prophecies of the apocalypse. This collection is only available through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, he's turning himself into an alien. Meet 33-year-old Anthony Lofredo. He is a French citizen. Body modification enthusiast. That's him before on the left and today on the right. He's trying to turn himself into what he calls a black alien. And as the next phase of his transformation, he wants to have his perfectly healthy leg amputated. I mean, he's already gone so far as to have the last two fingers of his left hand removed so that his hand looks like a claw. He's had his nose removed, his upper lip removed, his tongue has been split. He says that this has, for some reason, hindered him from getting a job. Well, yeah, besides being terrifying to look at, he has difficulty speaking intelligibly now because his tongue is split and he has no upper lip. How do you make a p or a b or a hmm if you have no lip? He's undergone many procedures. They're all expensive. They're all dangerous. And most of them are illegal in many nations. And yet, he wants to have a perfectly healthy leg removed to further his transformation. He says he's only about 44% of the way to his goal of becoming a black alien. Now look, we're living in culture here in the West where, thanks to social media and streaming video, young people are being lured into all sorts of body modifications. They're presented with artificial ideals of what the human form should look like. But this is not a human form. What ideal is he trying to achieve? It's easy to say that young man has problems, but I don't think they're necessarily psychological. I think we're dealing with something spiritual here, because whatever ideal he's shooting for, it's not human. Pray for that young man, because sadly what he's had done is mostly not reversible. Speaking of aliens and the so-called UFO phenomenon, that is one of the documentaries that you can watch right now in full HD from Skywatch Films. These are topics that are spiritual. The UFO phenomenon, trafficking of children for occult purposes, the occult symbolism built into the art and architecture of Washington, D.C. Not things we hear about in church on Sunday mornings, which is no slam against pastors. They've got their hands full. But you need to be informed. The prophet Hosea wrote more than 2,600 years ago, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Here's knowledge. You can access these documentaries instantly in full HD for as little as $3. You can find out more and start watching now at skywatchfilms.com. Skywatchfilms.com. Our gift to you as we mark 75 years from the Roswell event, speaking of the UFO phenomenon, is the book, The Day the Earth Stands Still. Josh Peck and I wrote this back in 2017. It was released a week before the famous Tic Tac video shot by F-18 pilots from the USS Nimitz was released. Perfect timing. We couldn't have planned it better. It is a spiritual phenomenon. I will repeat that. We document in the book the occult underpinnings of the modern UFO phenomenon and the belief in ancient aliens. And for your gift of any amount during the month of July, just a few days left to take advantage of this, we will send you a copy of this book. This is the first time, to my knowledge, where these links have been spelled out. The research that was conducted, frankly, by non-Christians, they just didn't see how the pieces fit together from a biblical perspective. Any, again, for your gift of any amount during the month of July, we will send you a copy of The Day the Earth Stands Still. Find out more online, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, that is. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us at 844-750-4985. Our tour of Israel, we've got this planned, and we've been looking forward to this because it'll be 4 years by the time we get back there, something that we didn't plan on in 2019. We figured we'd be back again in 2020. We've had to reschedule this four times now, thanks to the travel restrictions of the coronavirus. But we will be there, God willing, March 19th through 30th of 2023, along with Allie Henson and Donna Howell, our colleagues from the Simply His program, and our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, as we take you across the Holy Land from Dan to Beersheba. We will be on the slopes of Mount Hermon, at the base of Mount Hermon, at the Grotto of Pan. We will show you that mountain and explain why that is so important in the long supernatural history of the Bible. Of course, Ground Zero, Jerusalem. We will ascend to the Temple Mount, show you the tunnels under the Western Wall, Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, Capernaum, Jordan River. We will baptize in the Jordan and worship there as well, and you can join us. SkywatchInIsrael.com for more information and to reserve your spot on the tour. SkywatchInIsrael.com. This week in Skywatch TV, we talk about Ryan Peterson and his groundbreaking book, The Final Nephilim. Who is the Antichrist, and will he be a hybrid angelic human being? That's the discussion. Joe Horn, Tom Horn, the Skywatch investigative team, part of the discussion. You'll find our broadcast schedule online at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, you can watch the program right now. You actually get the weekly broadcast show a few days in advance. We release it early to our social media sites and to Roku, Apple TV, and our free mobile app, which works for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets as well. The benefit of the free mobile app is you also get news updates three times a week and a calendar of Skywatch TV's upcoming events right in the palm of your hand. We've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.